Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Are you scared of Godzilla? Is he, like, frightening to your culture?
Oh, that's impossible. Godzilla is myth.
Is it? Then, how do you explain all the bad stuff that's happened in Japan?
What bad stuff might you be talking about, Maui?
Maybe how you have a nuclear plant that blow the fuck up because you stupid Japanese people not good at math. You overheat.
God damn it! Why we gotta talk to this guy anyway?
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show!
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook, where we will look it up on the interwebs and bring you guys in on the show. Of course, you guys get on the show at morelikeradio.com/live and be in the chat room, have a name, and then keep it at guest because Dennis loves that and he won't yell at you for it. So just do that, okay?
He'll never yell at you for keeping guests.
As you can hear, I am sick.
He'll definitely yell at you.
No, I don't. You may be thinking of the other Dennis.
Oh, the asshole Eastern European Ukrainian guy?
I said, as you can hear, I am sick.
Aww. What did you say?
Aww. Okay, thank you. Aww. John, you sounded passive aggressive. Everyone else is sincere. Everyone else is sincere. Thank you. I'm a little sick. But I will do my... That's how I am. I'm sick, and I'm here. I am here.
Well, where else would you be?
I don't know. In my deathbed, that's how I feel. But I'm here for them.
Well, I mean, it's just upstairs.
You're welcome.
It's not that much.
Anyway, today is the...
Wednesday.
May the 7th be with you.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just going to do it every day this fucking month. Until everyone gets...
Annoyed. Every day is a thing.
No, it's not.
It's a thing.
Well, I mean, it's a day, and a day is a thing.
Anyway, we are live. Hopefully, we're sounding okay. Like I said, I know I sound terrible, but I mean level-wise and all that crap.
Dutch is dead.
Dutch is running a little late. He will be on. He got backed up at work.
He's back in jail.
More like backed
Let's
up in the
be honest.
Toilet.
All right, he's dead.
He's back in jail.
Yeah. But we do have, of course, John as usual. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Someone
yeah,
else. Mr. No Days Off, John Santeri. He's always here.
John Santeri.
He's always here. Another one that's always here.
Buff baby.
Yeah. You know I'm still alive when I'm retweeting big old titties.
Yep, yeah, that's right. As long as those tits are out there, you know John's there. John, turn your stand up a bit.
I usually take my break at work when John starts tweeting titties so I can go sit in the bathroom and look at the titties.
It's a good idea. And then we always know when he's masturbating.
Sitting in the bathroom.
It's better to look at them in the bathroom.
To masturbate with John.
It's better than looking at your desk where coworkers could look over your shoulder.
I mean,
unless they're cool with that and you want to promote John's Twitter, you know.
At John's
Hey,
epitome.
By all means. You know what I'm saying?
No, John, I don't know what
John,
you're
have you been getting more followers by retweeting those big bosoms?
Yes, surprisingly. And
Not
a lot
surprisingly.
Of them have like no followers, so I know that they're bots, so I block them.
Nice.
Good job.
Good work there, John.
Bot block.
Yeah. You're doing a bang up job.
All right.
Pop lock.
Anyway.
You know who else we have
today? Let me finish introducing everybody on the show. That's what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
Also joining us via Skype is the lovely D.
Oh, that's not what I was
and her boobs.
Do.
The inner boobs. Really, just her boobs and D comes with them. then you have over here, of course, John's best friend, Sean.
John.
No, we don't have
We have Sean P. Diddy Combs here.
I don't know how that happened.
Anyway, and of course.
I'd rather hang out with Sean Waters.
Why?
Because he's white.
P. Diddy's a dick.
Oh.
And of course, the lovely Marie Lopez.
Of course? What does that mean?
It means.
Where else would you be?
That's true.
I could be many other places.
Why would you want to be?
Name a million and a half.
I choose to be here.
Of course you do.
You know what?
Are here.
I don't want to name a million and a half, but I could name 25 places I could be other than here, but I choose not to be.
Wait, are we not going to do this? Are we? You forgot somebody, bro. You forgot to introduce.
Yourself?
No. Who else joins us every week? Not Ryan.
God?
Yeah. Hey, Ryan. Say hi.
You're doing a bang-up job there. All right. Ryan.
Well, good job.
Do you guys have a minute to talk about the Lord?
I have several minutes.
Oh, wait. No, Ryan is here. Hold on.
That's just you knocking on the table. Go away. Yuki, handle that.
Anyway, passive-aggressive enough?
Wait.
So, we're going to have a bang-up show like usual anyway. Stop. That sounds more like a goat. Oh. It's more of a goat than anything else.
I don't know how babies
That's a cow.
Sound.
That's a cow.
Well, aren't those babies like, you know, like...
All right, let's stop right here.
Okay.
So...
Meow. My name's Ryan.
Why are there so many animals back in the background tonight?
I don't know.
Dee, do your pig.
That sounds nothing like...
Yeah, that sounds, it's better in person.
That sounds nothing like Hammy. so anyway,
so 25 places I'd rather not be at and I'd rather be here.
Oh, this is great.
These are actually just the world, the most miserable countries to top 25.
The 25 list. Most miserable countries. These are pretty good.
There's slides. I guess I can post pictures as I go.
You can post pictures.
Number 25. I mean, most of these are either in Africa, Central America.
You can skip
or
around.
Asia.
Just do top 10. How about that?
Well, top 10? Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. So I guess not Uruguay. More like Uruguay.
I thought it was called Uruguay.
Uruguay. I don't know. Uruguay, Peru, Ukraine hit number 23. Dennis.
What?
Dennis, Ukraine. Anything? Huh? Why? I have to post a picture because
why would you want to be there?
They decided that to represent Ukraine, they just put a bird.
A bird?
Just a bird.
Oh my God, is the Ukraine filled with giant birds?
No, birds.
It's filled with bird shit.
This looks terrible. I don't want to go there at all.
I don't get it, guys. Why would the Ukraine be a bad place? What's going on?
It's pretty bad.
Name one reason.
Where?
It's not going to be the Ukraine in a couple months. It's going to be Russia.
It's going to be Ukraine 2.0?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's going to be Russia again.
Jordan.
If you want to read the reasons, it says it underneath. I mean, that's kind of why I sent you the article.
Is that Last Crusade
Scroll
right there?
Down yes. Pictures.
Underneath the pictures? They're next to the pictures.
Okay. Sorry.
You're welcome. Ukraine. Oh, I'm not going to be able to pronounce that. Kiev something something cathedral. Oh, wait.
Dennis could help you.
Well, right. It's in Kiev. That's what they need to know.
There are no explanations, Royce. I don't see an explanation.
All right. It's okay.
Do you see an explanation next to it? I just see photos.
Doing five things. I'm very sorry that I can't also do that for you.
You should be sorry.
Apologize.
I do not see explanations. I don't have anything to read. So we're just going to have to ad lib why we think these countries suck.
Well, I could tell you why a lot of them suck.
Please do, Sean.
Which one are we on?
Ukraine or Jordan?
Jordan. Oh, why does Jordan suck? Do you know where Jordan is?
Michael Jordan?
It's in the Middle East.
Well, I mean, he did a lot of things after the Bulls. He played golf. And
Jordan is somewhat historic on the archaeological city of Peru, but it's also home
it's
to high...
Peru. Petra.
To Petra, sorry.
That's Petra.
Oh, sorry, I meant to say Petra. It's also home to high unemployment, the main contributing factor to the misery index of 20... They have a misery index of... Marie, it's right next to which one I wanted you to read. 25.3, the Cato Institute study found. The next one is...
I get it now. The first... It's all one paragraph, but the first sentence is just the photo description, but then it goes on to say why.
Yeah, you just had to read a little bit.
I just had to scroll a little bit down. I was too lazy to do that. You know what? I'm tired of your attitude. You're giving me some attitude.
That makes two of us.
And I don't need it over here.
Is anybody
We're
else
doing
on board
just fine
with this train?
All right. Okay. Moving on.
India. Choo-choo.
What?
She's good.
Do you have something better to do?
I want you to read it. You're doing what Sean does. Just read the next story, the next paragraph, please.
You're killing
Royce. So we can comment
Royce.
About it. Just read it. That's all I need you to do is read.
What does D want?
What do I want?
Uh-oh.
Doesn't the Taj Mahal kind of look like a boob on top?
Yes, it
We've already told everyone that we're working on Taj Mahal's, the gay
Taj
strip
Mahal.
Club okay. for Taj Mahal. Yes. Okay. I'm going to move on. India hits number 21. India ranks as the 21st most miserable country with a misery index of 25.6, largely due to high interest rates. How do we know what this index is about? I don't know what 25.6 means. I do not know what it is in relation to other things.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, how high is the misery index go to?
I don't know. I have no idea. And what's zero on the misery index?
Does misery love company?
Oh, misery, absolutely.
Is Missouri on the misery index?
I think it's out of 100% because the number one, I'm not going to say what it is yet, but the number one is 79.4. So I think it's out of 100, probably. Misery index.
Oh.
So India's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
So 25 is actually lower and it's going to go higher. I got it. Okay.
Other than the fact that it's
Dominican
India.
Republic. Well, that's easy. The Dominican Republic is so close to Haiti. That's its problem.
And it's full of Dominicans.
Misery index of 29%, largely due to unemployment. Makes it the 16th most miserable country.
Wait, where'd you skip to?
Number 14 is Cyprus. Photo shows tourists enjoying the seas of Konos Beach and the east side of the Mediterranean Isles of Cyprus. The country was named the 14th most miserable country in the world with a misery index of 30, largely due to unemployment. These all seem.
I was
going to
say Cyprus isn't. That's in Greece, isn't it? Pretty there.
Well, it's
Greece. Greece's
in the
tax rates are the highest in the planet, maybe next to France.
That's because they have the highest debt.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's one of the most miserable places.
But
one
it's
of the
still most, Greece.
It's number
one of
10
the most
is Greece.
Bankrupt places in Europe.
Greece is number 10. It's home of the blah, blah, blah. But Greece was named the 10th most miserable country in the world.
Now, I don't know if I'd
Not
be miserable.
Luxembourg?
No, not Luxembourg.
But if everyone's unemployed, then isn't it just a party on a beautiful island?
Well, you see.
You need food and you need commerce.
60% of Europe is unemployed because they're all
European. Number 9 is Brazil. Brazil's the. Is the host of this year's World Cup. Shut up, Sean. Host of 2016 Olympics, but the country ranked 9th in the Cato
Institute. We're
going
down there.
No, maybe for the trannies, but not for soccer. Its misery index
I'm going for both.
Its misery index is 37.3.
Tranny soccer.
And mainly due to the high interest rates.
City soccer? What?
Ooh, Spain, number 7. Jamaica, 5.
You skipped South Africa.
I don't care. I'm just trying to get to the ones
that
matter.
Pretty awful.
Iran.
Egypt.
Egypt is bad.
Where'd you run to?
I ran to number 2,
so
which
away.
Is Iran. Iran seemed to be enjoying the resort island of Kish pictured above, but their country
Look
actually
those two
ranks
dudes
making
hugging
out.
Each other in the water.
This is yeah. Hold on a second.
Those two Iranian dudes.
That is being a little gay.
They're being super gay.
For Iran, that's really gay.
That's also odd. Don't they
frown upon that?
Yeah, that's not cool for them, right?
Yeah, number 1 is Venezuela, is known as for its beauty pageant winners. Beaches such as blah, 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 and natural wonders such as, okay, but it's also ranked the most miserable country in the world with misery index of 79%. The ranking is due to the inflation, according to the Cato Institute. Now, Venezuela is a place where they have this
Hispanic problem.
Yeah, they have this skyscraper.
And an umbrella problem. Look at all those umbrellas. That's too many umbrellas.
That beach is overcrowded.
Yeah, but
you
it's
can't
like
enjoy
nice.
That at all.
No.
Where is that? Miami?
No, that's Venezuela.
Same thing.
I think we've talked about it on the show. I mean, someone could Google it. It'll help me out. But in Venezuela is this place where they put so much infrastructure and industry where this billionaire started building these towers and he just ran out of money. Now the towers are just freestanding and they've become these buildings where you could just move in, build your own home, pay it, not pay for it. Like it's its own ecosystem. I think we talked about it on one of the shows a couple months ago.
Oh, is it like squatters' rights?
Yeah, kind of. But like they have these motorcycles that have to take you up to your floor because they never built the elevators. God, what the fuck's it called? Somebody look it up. I really don't.
I will Google it.
It kind of sounds like Detroit.
Where? Yeah, kind of, but the Venezuela's OG. They've had this for a while now. I believe it's Venezuela, one of these shitholes.
Are they claiming first on Detroit? People were taking over our skyscrapers first. Get your own thing. Detroit.
Would it be the Tower of David, Venezuela's vertical slum?
Yeah, read about that. Just read the story. Whichever one. It's all about the same thing. It's really interesting. It's crazy.
The tower is an icon of modern-day Caracas. Although squats or occupied spaces are common downtown, the Tower of David has literally taken the phenomenon to whole new levels. The third tallest building in the country.
Yeah. Basically.
It was intended as a financial center, but abandoned after its developer died and the financial sector crashed. Squatters have now occupied the tower for years. Its unfinished, humongous, modified skeleton can be seen from almost anywhere in the city. The stories of what happens inside have become the stuff of urban legend.
Like, there's gangs. It's really weird. It's like not even... It's like...
They should make a TV show about it.
No, they should.
Oh, what the hell,
actually,
dude?
Actually, there were an episode, a couple episodes of Homeland took place in here. That's where I found out about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's bad. I mean, I think the first like 10 floors are just a garage.
Right.
And then you have to like take, there are these mopeds where these guys, you pay them and they drive you to your floor. You get off there and they're all exposed. So people bring their own bricks, their own shit. They basically build their own house. There's like a 15-minute documentary on it on YouTube. Just look up Tower of David. You'll find that I'm not going to play the whole thing now, but it's really interesting.
There's a guy just doing lifts on top.
Yeah, Western Ega goes Game of Towers. Exactly.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, man.
Hi, Dutch.
Hi.
Hi,
Dutch.
You basically have to pay a guy to carry you up to your house every single day.
I think you pay him a month.
I thought you were asking me for a second.
No. Dutch, do you? Because that's weird.
No, that'd be weird.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Sometimes I pay Royce to carry me around.
My back hurts a lot.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Your big boobs. Sean, Florida. Is that a Florida story? It is.
Marie? You are the one who relegated.
I know. But see, for the listen... Dutch, can you back me up on this one just once? You saw what I was doing, right? Obviously, I knew it was a Florida story, Sean, because A, it's on your screen, and B, I sent it to you. But the fucking listeners don't know! Royce, my voice is bad enough as it is!
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to
I think
them,
we need a longer intro next time.
If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Yeah, it's almost longer than the show intro, lazy ass. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Huh? Nothing. Go ahead.
40 Treasure Coast students have prom night memories they'd rather forget. Jensen Beach High School students say they showed up to prom Saturday night in a party bus and each had to undergo a breathalyzer test. Yeah. They said they were told they had to stay outside until every student was tested. And they say all the tests came back clean, but by the time it was all done...
Are you ready to party?
Oh, I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, Patrick?
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party! That.
I'm still not over that.
It's still great. I love it every time. All right, so go ahead, Sean.
So what were you saying, Sean?
They say all the tests came back negative for alcohol, but the district spokeswoman says because the students didn't arrive to prom until 10:30 p.m., by the time the testing was finished, it was too late to go inside.
Oh, that's sad. Did
everybody get a fucking refund? Because I'd be screaming my ass off if I couldn't get a refund.
Say refund more.
Refund.
Okay, Sean, is there an answer?
Some parents and students on the later party bus were outraged. This is
party.
Are you ready to party?
Yes. Sorry. But are you? You can't do that. Because now I need to know if he's ready to party. Is he?
Joel, do the Venga Bus party song.
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
He's ready. He's ready. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Venga Boys, party bus.
There it is.
And now play SpongeBob over it.
Are you ready to party?
Oh, I'm ready to party.
party? Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
Okay.
Oh, man.
That made me so
annoying
happy.
Myself.
That I made know. Me so happy. So what's up with this party bus, Sean?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. K?
Sorry.
Party bus.
They all passed. None of them were drunk, and they didn't get to go in, and nobody said sorry.
No one said sorry?
They didn't smell it on them?
Were they allowed to play the board game, sorry?
No, what? There was a bottle of champagne in the bus, and everybody said it wasn't theirs.
Ah, man, niggas be popping bottles and shit, and
what?
They get like that on them?
It wasn't open.
Terrible manners that they go through all of that, and not one sorry?
Not one.
That's bunch of cocksuckers, man.
That's terrible.
Like, high school kids need any other reason to be like vindicated and self-righteous.
Oh, I know. They're going to all cut themselves and they get
a lot
home.
Party bus.
Like, I'm going to give you something to tell me I'm drunk about.
Wait a second.
I'm going to drink. I wasn't going to. Now I'm going to.
That's perfect. What were we going to say, Dutch?
I just hate high schoolers.
Oh, no. I've talked about it on Dutch and Roy's, I think, but I've turned into a cranky old man. Like, I don't like high schools. It made me mad. I'm like, I don't really look at those teenagers. Get off my lawn. It's like even walking around the block and stuff. I've turned into the guy who walks around the block too. And even
walking, does that.
I do. It's weird. I've turned into an old man. So even guy who walks around the block and you see like the teenagers, I'm like, they're probably the ones that broke into the house the other day down the street. I'm turning into the weird old guy who suspects all kids of just doing terrible things. It's scaring me.
Why? Someone broke into a house down the street?
Not my house.
But there was a house down the street that had a window broken.
Yeah.
Well, that was definitely teenagers.
Oh, speaking of, Marie, down the street, the one with the video, can you pull that one up? Because speaking of down the street. So we live right next to Windermere, which is where Tiger Woods lives. Really nice neighborhood. But there's a stretch of road there where you have to go 25. And if you go, this is not a joke, 26, they will pull you over.
They will.
And they will give you a warning. Yeah. Obviously, you have to be
able
you're
not five. Allowed to go.
Ski towns up in the mountains. Like
and it's
that.
Another one where it's like if you see a stop sign,
if
you have
to,
stop and say
yeah.
STOP before you move again, even if there's no one around. All right, so you want me to play this?
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
Oh, it's so loud.
The former lead detectives in the Casey Anthony case has joined the hunt for a group of ninja robbers that targeted a local thrill ride tycoon.
Pause.
A home security camera capturing the crime.
Okay, ninja robbers are infesting Windermere, which is where we live. And I, for one, am concerned.
I am not.
I am. They're ninjas. They're silent.
Are they choreographed?
Excuse me. I'm not afraid of a ninja.
But are you afraid of ghosts?
First of all, no,
wait,
absolutely
why?
Not.
Obviously, Sean is prepared because I would be scared of a ninja if I weren't prepared. So what are you not
one,
frightened about?
One, my jutsu isn't superior to everybody's. I watch more
jiu-jitsu?
Anime than all of you. No, my jutsu. You see, you don't watch. Do you even anime, bro?
Your
jutsu? Do you anime?
What are jutsu?
Jutsu.
Jutsu?
Jutsu.
Like Barney?
Jutsu? No, my jutsu. See?
Jutsu, right?
Can you do that?
Hadouken? Yeah, it's like... It's half circle X.
Right.
Wait,
high
but how,
punch
but
for
how,
those of you
well,
that are new.
How does that defeat actual ninjas?
Well, because my jutsu is more
basically he's
superior.
Naruto is what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah, he's a cockbender. Go ahead. Play.
That's an airbender and it's a different thing.
No, it's cock.
Than cockbending, which is what I do on the weekends.
Okay, press play. Whatever.
For a group of ninja robbers that targeted a local thrill ride tycoon, a home security camera capturing the crime
like
in progress. The bad guys left in the victim's car, which was discovered not far away. Question's Bob Keeling joining us live from the Windermere Police Department. And Bob, this is the second major violent
Pause.
Crime in that...
Second major violent. By the way, look where he's standing. We drive by that, past that all the time. It's the Windermere is this town that's so small that the police station used to be like an old elementary school where they didn't allow blacks to go. And I'm not even kidding. This is like for real. It's like really old town, like where the trees you could tell were there. Like it doesn't even look like Florida. And well, go ahead, Marie. You play now.
Also, I like to call it Winder Queer sometimes.
That's not good.
Small town in just 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it was only 6 weeks ago that Officer Robert German, a Windermere police officer here, was killed at the end of his shift. Some of the people we talked to today say they still feel safe here, but others say that this plus this home invasion from last week should definitely be a wake-up call. Former lead detective in the Casey Anthony investigation, John Allen, today confirmed to West 2. He is also now...
Is that all he's ever going to be known for?
Yup.
He didn't even do a very good job with that.
You know, the guy makes a mean mac and cheese. He's never going to be known as Mean Mac and Cheese Maker. He's always going to be known as Casey Anthony Detective. Sucks for that guy, I guess.
I mean, she didn't even go to jail.
Or Yale, as they say in Puerto Rico.
Go Maybe ahead. He should just make
She didn't
more.
Even go to work. Release jail.
You no. mean down the street?
Mm-mm.
Puerto Rico's right down the street.
Yeah, I know. Press one.
He should open up his own store for Mean Mac and Cheese.
Investigating a late night home invasion a week ago at this Lake Butler mansion in Windsor.
Okay, looking at that house, I would break into
And the
that
weird
house.
Part is that this video, the video, the home video has audio. It's weird.
Has what?
The home video has audio.
Huh.
Shall I continue?
Yes, go ahead.
Home security system captured images of the men dressed as ninjas who tied the homeowner's hands and robbed him. One of the men even sports a fedora in the middle of the holdup.
A lot of people do have false senses of security.
Hold on. Realtor Victor One of the ninjas had a fedora?
Why yes. not?
Yes, he had a full ninja suit and then wore a hat on top of the ninja garb.
Clearly he's Cuban.
Wouldn't it fall off?
Well, if he's doing flips and shit.
No, because you just use your chakra to bind it to the top of your head.
I mean, ninjas do walk on ceilings, so I guess it would fall
off. How
about
a party hat rubber band?
By the way, I want to say I was watching again the...
Say party?
Naruto?
Party. I was watching again the rest of the White House correspondent thing. It's freaky how much... Not only does Joel look like Joel McHale, Dutch look like Joel McHale... But they have a lot of the same body language and facial. They do a lot of the same. It was freaking
my
me out.
My sister Amanda is the only other person I've said or I've heard say that about
no,
me.
It
I don't think so at all.
His last name on Community is Winger.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not even that. It freaks. It's specifically on the soup. I don't know why. I guess because he's being more improv-y. But it's funny. The same.
I see
features, it. Freaks me
I've
out.
Only heard one other person say
no,
that.
No, well, I agree with Roy, so now there's three.
And that's a compliment because I love Joel McHale. Yes. I mean, I think he's fucking hilarious, but it's just weird to me.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, because Dutch just popped up on camera and I was noticing it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I said that last Saturday
when
we were watching
girl,
the movie.
So now
so
four people
count.
Have said it, Joel.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay. I'll take that.
Well, one person and three girls.
Right.
Well, we don't count?
No, you kind of count.
Not as people.
We count as girls.
You count as girls.
Look, if there were five of you and three of you said yes, that would
be the
60,
fifth third's compromise?
You guys would have been okay, but there's only three of you, and all three of you say yes, you need two more.
For what?
Oh.
To vote.
Before you even count as one vote.
Just to vote.
Why?
Because that's how it works.
Dutch, by the way, I got to ask, it's got to feel great. To sleep in your bed a couple nights in a row now.
Oh my God!
Because honestly, I was thinking about that. I can't even. I'm very hard for me to sleep over people's homes. So being forced to sleep with a bunch of criminals. Well, not
you
really
all have
criminals.
Sleep apnea.
I know. Just, I know. Ugh. Exactly. Like you were saying, it's not these hard motherfuckers. It's these fucking petty shit crimes. That's just the guys are. Like, yeah, that guy didn't kill anybody. He just robbed his grandma.
Why would you rob your grandma?
Do you want to hear more about ninja robbers? I'm only halfway through.
Oh, yes, please. Ninja robbers. I apologize.
Rocky says he tries to impress upon his clients how important it is to take security precautions, even if they're living in the lap of luxury or a secluded location.
Buy a gun.
When you think that, you know, you're in celebration, you're in
What do you think that guy looks like?
It's Florida, for Christ's sake. Buy a gun.
His name is Victor Naruki.
He is from Naruto.
See?
Sounds like a ninja name.
He's so short.
He's so little. Is he like a gangster midget?
He kind of looks like a midget that grew up, like a little munchkin.
Aww.
Midget ninja and midget?
I know what you mean, like full grown midget guy.
I know what he looks like. I just put it together. He looks like Big Kev if he were very, very small.
Wow.
That's exactly what he looks like. All right, continue.
Demir. It can't happen here.
On March 22nd, two troubled teens on the run shot and killed Windermere police officer Robert German, who was about to complete an overnight shift. Despite these violent incidents, resident David Kim says he's not lost faith that Windermere is still the right place for his young family.
Why? Because it's the richest city in all of Orlando?
Tiger Woods lives there.
It's so wealthy. It's
and Shaq's
dumb.
Mom? Shaq's mom lives right
there?
Too?
Yes.
That's the neighborhood where people make fuck you homes when they divorce their wives.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing. It's so much fun to drive through.
The very same Shoney's where Tiger Woods fucked that waitress.
It's not that fun to drive through.
It was Perkins. Sorry, Perkins. But yes, the very same one.
That's the one where, like, if you want to take your kids through, like, Christmas lights
and you want Tiger Woods to fuck your mom, you take her there.
You drive them straight through Windermere.
Because he's going to fuck them.
No, I absolutely. But also Christmas lights.
I hate driving through there.
Because Sean keeps getting fucked.
Well, no.
Because you can't go 25 miles an hour?
It's so annoying.
I call it 25 smiles an hour because I just always keep it positive. Because then I don't mind that I have to go a little slow.
Oh my God, Brent, where have you been?
I have a flu. As you could tell, I was gone because of that.
You had the flu for like half a year?
It's one of those flus where I have to take a lot of pills in the morning.
It's coincidental. Wait, that's called AIDS.
No, like AIDS?
You just have a pill popping problem.
You say AIDS, I say cold.
HIV. I've been giving him Orange Crush and helping him out along the way.
God. I don't even remember what this character's name was.
in case you guys don't remember, my name is Carlos.
Yeah, there Carlos. You go. Oh, my God, Carlos.
Carlos is my cousin. You guys always forget. Like, me and him are BFFs forever.
I'm his life wing man.
That's right. Me and him go to bars. Well, not real bars. Non-alcoholic bars, which we call coffee bars. And we just pick up chicks there. It's real fun.
You pick up chicks at coffee bars?
Yeah, it's pretty rad, man.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Oh God!
I don't know who that was.
For people who don't know, it was a callback from last night.
I don't know who that was either. I really don't.
Program.
What was?
I bet you it was Lady Trucker.
I think it was Sherry.
Sherry or Mitch?
I bet it was.
Yeah. We'll just say it was a loyal fan.
But yes, Joel. Very.
I have it right here.
Joel yelled at us for a good half an hour because we didn't change the battery on our.
For 2
alarm.
Weeks.
There
if you want to hear the whole meltdown, just listen to last night.
That's where people are looking.
Yeah.
It can be downloaded on morelikeradio.com and search for that in iTunes.
All right. Is there any more, Marie?
No, it got boring after that.
Okay, good.
All right. You know what's not boring?
What's not boring, Sean?
This Dick. Post,
John Sanzeri.
This post here in the Friends of MLR Facebook group.
What?
By one fan of ours, a Melissa Vasquez.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Let me read what Melissa wrote here. So I guess Joel Van Wingerden is back because I don't see last night's episode. I propose you just show Dutch's beautiful dumb face on the video, but we
it
let Hammy
uploaded a half
and
hour
these
after
tits
the show.
To the talking and
so
show
I don't
editing.
Know what she's talking
Any
about.
Any thoughts? Any thoughts?
That's mean.
It was up a half hour after the show, so if Hammy didn't put it up, I'm sorry. That's
uh-oh, wait a second. Is Hammy fucking... Wait a second. Is Hammy
He's been blaming
sabotaging
me.
Wait
Dutch.
A second. Is Hammy sandbagging Dutch?
No.
Oh, I put it on. I believe directly after the show yesterday.
Dutch. Oh,
which, by the way, listeners, give it a rest. I did it twice. In the last 5 years, I've always had it up the next day. Ooh, and then because of Court and being
You
busy,
can't yell at the listeners like
fuck
that.
Them,
you can't
no.
handle the truth.
The thing is, it hasn't been up, so I think Hammy's just been sabotaging Dutch.
Is Hammy,
take your space,
it's in
man.
The Dropbox. You can look at it right now.
It is there. I do see it. It is true. No. It is there. And actually, it was put up last night. I also see the time that it was put in. I would throw Dutch on the bus. You know I would.
Hold on.
Well, but it didn't show up on the
hold
site
on.
Because I would have listened to it today.
It didn't show up on the site because maybe Hammy's sandbagging.
Hodor.
Thank you, John. Hold on. Oh,
Hodor.
You didn't do it. Okay.
Hodor.
In this season of Hippo Juice, are we proposing that Hammy is Littlefinger and he's been playing the very long con?
Hammy's not little anything, so that's not
no,
gonna work.
He looks like
we'll call him Sir Sausage Dantus. Finger.
Dutch, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't get the reference. Everybody else is laughing and has a good time, and you don't
fat.
Get it.
Because like,
you're
I
an idiot.
Join in on the fun. I don't know what this is.
You don't get it. We're watching Game of Thrones. Listen to our Game of Thrones podcast. We record it every Monday.
Maybe he has to watch a show
Sometimes
before he can
actually
listen
talk
to
about the show.
Sometimes we talk about Game of Thrones. Most of the times we talk about wieners.
Floppy wieners.
But yes, in the show Game of Thrones, the backstabber is called Littlefinger, and we're assuming that Hammy has been backstabbing you, playing the very long con of slowly making our shows get uploaded later and later, making you look
like the
douche.
And blaming it all on me.
And you're the scapegoat, Joel. What are you going to do?
I think like
what
twice.
Are you going to do about it, Dutch?
I don't really care.
All right.
What was that, John?
Yeah, you cocksucker.
Oh, wait, was that not John? Was that Fushu?
That's for sure.
Or I don't George, I guess. So, is that a ghost interview? I don't know. Hey, we did a short one.
Die.
A respectful one. this one here, I like this.
Speaking of respectful.
We've been wanting to get to this. It's been on the docket, and we've been laughing about it off air. The squirrel the guy took a selfie with a squirrel.
Yeah, I love a squirrel so much.
Well, I'm going to show you two pictures. Everyone, please pay attention in the chat room because it's very. Marie, actually, you got to do the picture thing. No, I can't. The first one, I mean, the selfie picture first, then I'll post the second one. So this guy was like, hey, I'm going to. Well, you read it. My voice is gone. I can't. Sean, can you read it?
Where? This thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you take forever.
Yeah, I see it. It's here. You're going to calm down. Thanks to Reddit, a series of photos went viral this week of a young man attempting to pose for a photo with a squirrel in Tampa, Florida.
Squirrel!
Yes, I do that too. In the first photo, it appears the furry rodent was happy to oblige the young photographer. I approached it, making a clicking noise with my tongue, phone drawn. The young man.
Oh,
was
that
Buzzfeed,
how you oblige them? You click
yes.
at them?
You
I don't think
the
that's
squirrel.
How you oblige them. I think that's how you piss a squirrel off.
He was mocking the
Make
squirrel.
Make sure those pictures get put up on More Like Radio for the podcast listeners. Here's the first picture. Oh, that's a good selfie. And here's the second picture. if you want to look at the second picture.
Who's taking the pictures?
There seems to be a bunch of people there.
That's right. Who did take the other picture?
So that's a squirrel.
Probably
someone
one of his
laughing
friends.
Hysterically.
I guess that motherfucking squirrel don't
play
no selfie.
Was his mom.
Look at that kid running away like a little bitch.
The second photo was snapped by the photographer's mother moments before she reportedly collapsed in laughter.
I would have died.
Look at it. He's arching his back as if the...
Get off me, squirrel!
The squirrel's hanging on to the back of his neck collar, and he's arching back, freaking out as if Godzilla were ripping him apart. And he's just so happy in the first picture. Like, he's so excited. And that squirrel hates him. He hates him.
It's so fucking awesome.
Squirrel was look how mad. Even in the selfie picture, the squirrel's
he looks so pissed, dude.
That squirrel's planning some shit.
It's a dark squirrel, bro.
Because I wonder if like the clicking sound that he made to the squirrel was like, hey, yo, man, I got some salted peanuts for you. And he's like, all right, man. And he's pissed because he doesn't have no fucking peanuts.
Problem is that squirrel's name's Lamar. He was fucking institutionalized. His mother was killed by a photographer.
I don't get it.
And it's a backstory.
Oh.
And so then he got mad at what? It's a backstory.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I just saw something in it. Woman films her abortion.
Can you not play that? Because I'd really prefer not to see that. Thank you.
Okay, but I'm going to click on it.
No, don't.
You don't have to look. I'm going to.
So you want you guys?
God, all this talk about abortion is making me super wet.
Speaking of super wet.
Oh, she's an abortion counselor.
Okay, can you not? Thanks. Go ahead.
Speaking of super wet, Florida woman used store policy to get 300 free cooked chickens.
This one I wanted to get to. Yes.
What?
Yes. Listen to this. The grocery stores down in the South, are called Publix. That's what we have.
Well, there's also Sedano's and Bravo.
Okay, but Publix.
And Aldi.
Okay, grocery store. We get it.
Publix.
Go ahead.
A Florida woman known as the Chicken Lady.
Ew.
Thank you, Cuckles. Got 300 free chickens from Publix grocery stores simply by following their customer guarantee policy.
But listen how.
She wins at chickens.
Winner, chicken dinner!
All right.
300 chicken dinners.
She was in Davie, Florida, where we used to live.
Hey!
Her name's Janet, age 57. She used something called the Publix Promise to take home more than 300 free
chickens. Publix
Promise
is to give you 300 chickens if you ask for them. It's really
that's
weird.
A weird.
I don't get
promise
it.
To have.
Hey, I want 300 chickens. Ah, he knows about the promise.
Damn it!
No.
Why did we offer this in the guidelines?
That's not it.
Oh. You work
Mr.
at Publix?
Mr. Publix,
I
how
did.
Are we going to make money if we have to keep giving away free chickens?
That's
so
Sean,
what's the guideline? Like
that's
you
not
take,
his name.
You take food and then you promise to pay them back later?
No, Sean actually worked there and he could tell you.
I would assume that because you're getting it from the deli in the Publix, that Publix guarantees all of their products, especially their food. So if you're not satisfied with the quality of
what
the chicken,
you're close.
Publix Promise.
Was it like
wouldn't it after like, you know, chicken 64, they would tip them off that, hey, we're giving this
no, 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 because Publix, you're not allowed.
Listen,
not allowed.
You're wrong. You're wrong. The Publix Promise is actually, if the food is weighs less than what's on the packaging, they have to give it to you for free. And you can
Are you
ask,
fucking kidding me?
Read. That's awesome.
Read. Okay, I would love to read, please. That's According crazy. To store policy, if the weight on a label does not match the actual weight of the product, a customer can get that item for free. Feldman noticed some of the chickens in her local Publix seemed underweight, and sure enough, after weighing them, the store had to give them to her for free. Soon, she was driving to Publix stores all across South Florida, racking up dozens and dozens of chickens.
Why wouldn't she just do this, like, you know, anytime she wanted to cook chicken for dinner, she would just go in and find an undersized chicken? Why would she get them all at one time?
Because maybe they tip off the other stores, and she had to do it all in one fell swoop before they got to it?
Yeah, we're all going to go bad.
So, like, why doesn't, like, all the other public stores, so they don't lose profit on the chickens, they call up and go, hey, here's a heads up. We got some cops.
Well, yeah, well, they are now because this dumb whistleblower bitch let them all in on
it.
It
looks like she does it more than often than just the one time. I'm known as the chicken lady.
Oh.
I could pick them blindfolded. I haven't paid for chicken in almost a year.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's her superpower. She can pick up a chicken and know the weight of it.
Oh, my God.
I just throw a chicken at her face and go, fuck off.
Well, that's good. Then you'd be fired.
Well, yeah, John. I don't think
hey,
that would be
worth
good.
It.
I guess. I mean,
on her biggest day, Feldman got 47 chickens from 11 different stores.
Hot.
My problem.
That many chickens for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you get bored of eating chicken?
Hold on.
Or better yet, what if I had like a hankering for chicken, and this cocksucker comes in and like gets all the chickens, and I can't have
that
a chicken?
That is fucked up.
Well, I'll tell you what. So what does one do with all those chickens anyways?
All that chicken's inside your breast?
You sell them.
I'm going to make you work. Make you
to like a vendor?
What?
To like a vendor on the street, like a street vendor? You would sell the chickens.
I bet you that's what she does.
Maybe say vendor more, though.
Beer vendor.
Says, don't get me wrong. Publix cooked chickens are good. Damn good.
No, they're okay.
They're all right.
They're not the best thing on the planet.
Oh,
I mean,
I feel miserable afterwards.
Yeah.
It depends on how long they've been sitting there.
Which usually is a long time.
Yeah, you got to go get them in the morning when they're fresh.
Oh, this is sweet. She says, actually, Feldman gives the meat to local animal rescue organizations to help feed cats and dogs.
Yeah, she feeds them the bones.
But
it's really mean.
What about local homeless shelters
that could
be feeding people and not fucking animals?
Ew, people.
And then it says, you may also be wondering what she does for a living that she can afford to spend all day driving around to different stores weighing chickens.
I'm guessing she's a Jew.
She's a crazy chicken lady.
I think you guys would like to know what she does for a living.
What does she do for a living?
Feldman has her own business designing outfits for strippers.
Being mom for Corey.
How hard is that?
I mean, for a guy, pretty, but for a girl, not
that. It's really difficult to keep items stimulating that you have to take off in 2 seconds.
Mm. That's a good point. Seems kind of counterproductive, really.
Well, they only get to dance for like two
so
minutes.
So this bitch sits at home and she
this
fucking...
This chicken bitch.
This bitch sits chicken at home bitch. And she sews thongs and eats fucking greasy chicken all day.
Yup.
She sounds terrible. I don't want to know her or be
and
around
now,
her.
Now, because of her, Publix has to weigh all their rotisserie chickens. She just made more work for the Publix.
And
day.
Now, you got
everybody
imagine,
else out of that sweet deal.
Her fucking bathroom must smell like a fucking Kenny Rogers Roasters. Because all she's eating is chicken.
How about her car?
So her bathroom smells delicious.
I guess. I'll have some gravy. And maybe some green beans also.
And some mac and cheese.
I got some gravy for you, buddy.
This just in from James from Long Island. Man, I have a 2-hour ride home and Dutch and Royce still isn't posted. Balls.
That is hammy. 100%. We solved
the mystery. What you gonna do, Dutch? What you gonna do?
I'd fight Hammy. I'd
turn the listeners loose on him. He's the one who's been fucking lying the last however many months.
How come Dutch hasn't uploaded this episode of Hippo Juice?
Yeah,
yet?
Why is it one up yet, Dutch? It's 7:46. Where is it?
Where is it, Dutch?
Vendetta. I want to see a fucking Hammy Dutch brawl out. Because Dutch has some street cred now. He was in work release jail.
That's not.
He was.
Yeah, he'll walk up there.
He didn't see any wieners.
But it's not. It's a close fight because Hammy, on the other hand, has been dieting and trying to get in shape.
Yeah, he's been in his own jail called his body.
More like Shammy because he's full of lies.
Oh,
it's a sham.
Oh, you gonna take that, bro?
Come on, Hammy man.
Oh snap! Oh snap!
He to think is of a all Hammy the tweets man. I sent you, all excited. Thanks, Hammy, for
and really all you were doing.
You know what?
Show so quickly.
He was loading lies.
You know what? Twitter.
I called him my hero.
He was loading lies so Dutch would fuck
Twitter.
Dutch, take him out.
Seriously, was two times. I can
kill
remember
him.
In the last
Dutch,
couple
let's
months,
kill
so
him.
Away with it.
I say, Twitter, you guys got to start being on Team Dutch or Team Hammy.
I'm on team Hammy. I called it.
Maybe somebody should have Hammy call in and defend himself. Sean. I would have Hammy call in and defend himself if I were him. I mean, it's me, though. I don't want to start
If Hammy were any kind of a man.
I mean, any kind of a man. I'm not going to call him out because that's wrong, but if he doesn't mind not having a penis, that's on him.
I mean, if Dutch is saying that the show's been up there and it's not uploaded, you know, who...
It's clear evidence right there that it's there.
So,
it's just in the categories.
It's just really suspicious.
All I'm saying is, if this was Law and Order, I'd be taking it that hot ADA right now. Because Dutch just fucking sold me the case. And I'm going to win. I'm going to win now.
Richard Belzer?
I don't care
how many bartenders that you have to talk to that remember way too much detail about everybody that comes in and out of their bar. I think I have the facts straight. What?
What?
Huh?
It's just... That joke works for only people who actually watch Law and Order.
I think we've addressed it before.
Who hasn't seen Law and Order?
I haven't seen a single episode of Law and Order.
Who hasn't been sick on a weekday? Who hasn't been sick on a weekday and turned on a marathon?
I'd rather watch CSI Miami.
Really?
Yeah!
Oh, it's the same show, essentially.
No, it's not.
Did anybody watch the new episode?
Watch a show produced by Dick Wolf.
Did anybody else watch the new episode of 24? Because I didn't even see it. Was it good?
Oh, has it been out?
It was yesterday, Monday.
Oh, fuck, that means I missed Louis. God damn it.
You didn't miss much. It was probably just Louis C.K. being miserable all the time and saying cunt a lot.
I really got to be honest, man. I mean, I like Louis C.K. I think he's hilarious. I like him too. But I watched both of the new episodes last night. I found myself laughing like maybe twice throughout both episodes.
Am I the only one? And I don't want to be a guy who's like, oh, look, dude,
I'm the only one.
I don't want to be a guy that that jumps on like
and I'm the only one that's drowning my desire for you.
Juice for juice.
What was that, Royce?
It's only fear that makes you.
I don't want to be the one,
and all your promises are gone.
The only one.
Sorry, Royce, go ahead.
Boom, 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 boom.
I don't want to be the one that jumps on Louis C.K. Oh, he was so much, but it really is. He has gotten a little preachy with his own fucking shit. Like, it's not
they
even comedy anymore.
They always do. When they run out of the funny, they get preachy.
Everyone wants to be Lenny Bruce. It's fucking relax. It's like, just be funny, tell your jokes, but now he's like.
Sing it, Melissa Etheridge.
That lesbian could sing.
You stopped over my line.
Aww.
What was your line, John?
Oh, I stopped it. Sorry.
That wicked hammer on.
He got it. John nailed it.
Bunch of jerks.
Bunch of jerkosaurus rexes. I don't know. So, okay.
But I'm glad you noticed it too, Dutch.
I get the comedy they're going for, but maybe it's just not for me. Like, there are a few parts where I was laughing, like the scene in the doctor's office where that one guy was just taking an uncomfortably long time to eat his sandwich. Like, well, that made me giggle.
I feel like there's probably more comedians than just Louis C.K.
You wouldn't know it if you saw Facebook.
Hey,
well, he is blown up. And like I said, he's hilarious. I love his stand-up.
I'm not saying he's not.
Is he hilarious or hilarious?
I'm not saying he's not. But he's also like, I don't like taking pictures, and I don't like doing this. You don't like doing anything.
Yeah, seriously, I'm like, what a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, let's get him.
He's a fucking pretentious douchebag.
I don't know. You guys got my blood boiling.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I'm heated.
Fuck this guy.
I'm heated.
I am so hot right now.
I am so heated right now.
Oh, my God. Let's go find where he lives.
Or at least his opening act. Let's take him out.
Let's start a Twitter war.
Name other comedians that went from funny to preachy, because I know he's not the only one.
George Carlin kind of did that.
Yeah, he did.
George Carlin, towards the end of his career.
I saw him live, and like he wasn't like it was.
But he did it in a good way. He did it in like a he's George Carlin, obviously.
Right. He did it in the way that lets you know that you guys are all fucking dumb.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Majority of black comedians are that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's racist, I guess.
You know, I feel like Carrot Top got a little preachy towards the end.
No, that was steroids.
Oh, really?
When he started working out, it all went.
It was his earlier stuff. He only had one suitcase instead of two. He kind of sold out.
It's like he does a lot more monologues now. Like, hey, bring out the fucking props, bro. And what happened to, between surgery and all the fucking steroids he's done, he looks I don't know, like a fucking...
like Rocky Dennis.
Not even. Even worse.
There used to be a lot more prop comics. Do you remember The Amazing Jonathan?
Of course I remember The Amazing
Jonathan. He was a magician.
Well, he used props, too.
Yeah, he did. He did use props. But, I mean, prop comedy is the high standard of all comedy, right? We'd agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
That's why Louis' show bothers Dutch. He would want Louis to do some prop stuff. Like
I didn't say the show bothered me.
No, you did. You said you hated him.
I love how you do that, too, by the way.
You wanted to be canceled.
I say, I didn't laugh a whole lot. The show bothers Dutch. He hates Louis C.K. Like, what? What's wrong with you?
Oh, you heard him say it right there.
Makes such leaps.
And then Dutch says that he wants it canceled. It's weird. And he says there's way better. He says Dutch also said Jeff Dunham should have a TV show and not Louis. It's very odd. The things Dutch likes.
Well, he did have one.
Had one.
Texie says Dennis Leary.
Oh, has he gotten preachy?
I liked it better when he was Bill Hicks, though. And that's me. That's me, though. I was on Rescue Me. All right. Yeah. You fucking cast yourself to fuck everybody on the show. Relax, Leary. With your old man body. He has an old man, and he's old man in shape. He looks like Ric Flair now. It's very odd. Doesn't he look like Ric Flair now?
I don't
really does.
Chain smoker. What do you expect?
I don't know if this counts for our list, but I would say John Stewart.
The Green Lantern?
He's always kind of been that way, though, right?
What?
I feel John Stewart Jewish? Was a little bit more...
Yes, he's always been Jewish.
...silly at the beginning.
He was.
And then when Stephen Colbert became his own thing, then John Stewart got preachy.
No, John got preachy a little bit before that.
Yeah, he did. He
was John got a little bit
he's
preachy.
He's always been that way, though.
No, he got preachy when he quit smoking pot and had his kid. And then he started smoking pot a little bit again. And I think he's not smoking it anymore. He just needs to be high.
Cool story, Hansel.
Yeah.
I love we don't even need to drop anymore.
Cool story, Hansel.
All right. Well, I mean, we could probably get one more story in under the break, but it's up to you guys. Who wants to read?
No, it's up to you.
No, it's up to... I can't even talk. I'm trying my best.
Oh, you're so sad.
I really am trying. I'm
D.
sorry.
What's wrong with your voice?
Yes.
What
is up with
cold.
The 24-hour cat TV channel?
By the way, I just saw like the Hangout feed of what... you have my head on D's boobs.
Yep. Hey, Dutch. Hey, Dutch, guess what?
I didn't know that
hey,
until
Dutch.
Just now.
Hey, Dutch.
You had it like that the whole
okay,
time.
Now, Dutch, now, guess what? Guess what?
What?
I just motorboated your tits.
Yeah, I saw.
All right. Marie,
that's hot.
Or D, you going to read this?
24-hour cats.
24-hour cat TV channel is here.
Yeah, it's called internet. YouTube.
Thank God.
Yeah. That's the internet loves cats more than life itself. It's small, furry, and being a cat, watch the hit count go through the roof.
I feel like you need some facts to back that up.
I'll let them know. Which makes it all the more surprising that there didn't already exist a cat TV channel. But fear not, as Pluto TV...
What's Pluto TV?
...stepped into the breach.
Not a planet anymore, TV.
No, it's Pluto.TV. So. It is an internet TV station, and it has established cats 24/7.
Oh, come on, no,
and
cat.
Promises all cats all the time.
So wait,
24/7, 365.
How is no cat opposed to all cats all the time?
He's just very disagreeable.
No, cat doesn't want
those. Wait. Hold on. What does Collective Soul Cat feel about this?
Well, I don't think we have that cue.
We have Collective Soul Cat?
Wait,
we do?
Do we?
I have it.
Oh, I thought...
I mean, I don't have it, but
I thought Dutch
it.
Had Collective
Soul Cat.
No, he's Collective
Cat. Soul Sheep.
Yeah.
No, right? Collective Soul Cat.
Oh, ever let your light shine down. No,
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 I thought
no,
it was the
no,
other
no,
song.
No, no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Yeah.
That also.
Yeah.
That's the same song.
Now, just because it's called Cat TV does not mean it doesn't have kittens. It says here, we've got kittens too. Meow amazing.
Ew.
Meow amazing.
Oh my God, I'm replacing amazing with meow amazing from now
meow
on.
Meow amazing.
Hey, Dutch.
Cinco de meow.
Meow amazing job, bro. You've been doing a meow amazing job lately.
I've learned over the years when something annoys me, I don't address it.
Now I know,
so
but
just
you just did.
Go
you
away.
Just did. You just did. Now
hey,
I know
Royce,
it does.
Yeah. Royce, make a note of it. If Joel doesn't respond, push it further.
Okay.
Okay.
Push it to the limit.
Push it to the limit.
Walking on the razor's edge.
And I'm the only one.
Wrong song. Why do you do
bad
that?
Andrew, bad Andrew, bad Andrew.
Stop with the fucking song.
Of course he still has it up.
It's only fear that makes me run.
Only fear that makes you run.
And even watching cat TV.
All right.
God, I just picture hairy bushes and Birkenstocks.
You know, John, lesbianism isn't all about hairy bushes and Birkenstocks anymore.
So a Dave Matthews concert?
There's so much more to lesbianism.
Real fans call him Dave.
Okay, yeah. where were you?
What the fuck was that?
That was Dave Matthews.
Woo! So Cat TV isn't really Cat TV. It's Cat Internet TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this article was lying to me.
But there's program names. Scaredy Cats, Putting Up With Humans, and Cats Gone Viral, and Kitten Zone. What's your favorite show?
I want to see the show where cats try to jump on things and always miss.
Oh, that's fruitless.
Oh, my God. My cat does that all the time. It's the greatest.
Have you seen the videos of cats missing things?
I don't watch cat videos.
Why not? That's why you're such an unhappy person, Sean.
Yeah, no, Sean. That's precise. We've nailed it on the head. The reason why you're grumpy pants is because you're not watching enough cat videos.
I don't watch any cat videos.
How about Cat in the Hat videos?
Nope.
Okay, well, then you're not even trying.
Get in the zone. Kitten zone.
All right, Sean. Just so that now that I know, I'm sitting you down, taping your eyeballs open, and making you watch 24 hours of cat videos.
Snuff films.
What?
No, not snuff films.
24 hours of snuff films?
You can get those?
No.
Talk to me off air.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
Live Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No.
A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
They're wacky, they're zany, they're a little bit crazy, they're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in, check out Dumbass of the Week, the Best of Craigslist, and more. You never know, might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show. Follow me, Tattoos and the Touchdowns, noon to 2 on Sundays on morelikeradio.com.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call.
And here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my god!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
One drink.
You cut.
I mean, it didn't even take him 20 seconds.
You fought my drink?
20 seconds. You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know. Oh, right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
oh, so that was that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did, you fucking pieces of shit. And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are gonna think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know, but you fucking.
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10.
The Elvis and Albert.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hello, Charlie Kelly here, local business owner and cat enthusiast. Is your cat making too much noise all the time? Is your cat constantly stomping around, driving you crazy? Is your cat clawing at your furnitures? Think there's no answer? You're so stupid! There is! Kitten mittens! Finally, there's an elegant, comfortable mitten for cats! I couldn't hear anything! Is your cat one-legged? Is your cat fat, skinny, or an in-between? That doesn't matter, because one size fits all. Kitten mittens. You'll be smitten. So come on down to Patty's Pub. We're the home of the original kitten mittens. Meow!
Black and orange stray cats sitting on a bench.
Back live on Hippo Juice. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. And we get, or go to morelikeradio.com/live to join the chat. Sorry, I'm doing my best with the little voice I have left.
You're doing a good job, bro.
I guess we can hop right into this. Where do you want to fade that out for me? Or just stop it abruptly, either way.
I faded.
Authorities in Alabama say a 78-year-old Decatur woman had been living
Alabama,
with her husband for at least a month. According to WAAY, police authorities in Alabama say a 78-year-old Decatur woman had been living with the body of her deceased husband for at least a month. According to WAAY, police were at the home for a welfare check after they were told family members had not heard from the couple in several weeks. That's when they found 75-year-old Jesse Kirby lying dead in his bedroom. Authorities say he suffered from multiple health problems and believe he died of natural causes. According to AL.com, his wife, Doris Kirby, had Alzheimer's disease and was staying in the living room. The coroner told the website, "I don't think she was comprehending he was not in there with her. The Alzheimer's was advanced enough to know to eat something, but that's about all she knew." Officers found two dogs who appear to have died of starvation.
Oh no. Why are you laughing at that?
She's so stupid.
Why are you laughing at that?
She's so dumb.
Yeah. No, that's not cool at all. Come on now.
Sorry.
In the bedroom. Two more malnourished dogs were with Doris in the living room. WAFF spoke with a neighbor who says she had known the family for decades now.
To think that all of us live right here.
Well, no shit.
Oh, shit.
As I live and breathe. You know,
well,
we've lived here
for decades and didn't notice she was a little loopy.
We've never married outside of our bloodline.
It's like a full circle, our family tree.
It's very
fantastic.
Odd.
This closed and, you know, none of us know anything about it.
Just like when that Negro was lost. None of us know anything about it. Now get your cameras out of here.
Officials have ruled out foul play in Jesse's death. Doris was taken to the local hospital where she's now recovering. For Newsy, I'm Lauren Gore.
Wait, how can she be recovering from Alzheimer's?
I mean, I think from, like, I don't know, killing dogs.
But she wouldn't remember it.
Whoa.
That's
whoa.
A good part to Alzheimer's.
Why are we killing dogs?
Hey. Okay. Are you guys ready?
She wasn't killing them so much as not letting them live.
Hey, Dutch, remember when you told me your two favorite things are being on an airplane and having the cast of Lion King sing?
And killing dogs.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
I am not.
Oh my God, my ears are bleeding.
What's going on?
The cast of Lion King are on a plane. And they are singing, I guess, a scene from a Lion King play.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, caca.
La, la, la. Now.
Yeah, pause for a second.
Would you be annoyed?
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Would you be annoyed or would you be like, oh, this is awesome. I want to get a feel.
I would be
awesome.
Annoyed. Annoyed.
It's from the Broadway play, correct?
Awesome.
So annoyed.
Awesome.
Okay, well, now we have annoyed. John, what about you? From the Broadway play, yes.
It's from the Broadway play, yeah. And not from the animated
Broadway
movie?
Play. Well, it's also
well,
in the
obviously
movie.
You can't from get both. You know an animated lion on a plane.
No, I am
yes,
aggravated.
They can.
I would be fucking annoyed.
I would be annoyed.
Annoyed.
Can I pause for one moment and address your little sister who's been on the show a few times?
Yeah.
Did not know how the song went, and so she was singing in the house when she was visiting. Da sermanya pupuki mi kaka. She was just doing
poopy-pee-pee-caca.
And I could not get it out of my head. I was like, you're an asshole.
She's fantastic.
I've been singing it for a week.
I'm annoyed for the simple fact that charter a goddamn jet. Charter a private jet if you want to do that. Don't do that shit in coach.
Did anybody ask them to
they
do
all
this?
They all sound like a song.
No, because who would recognize them? Are you going to get on the plane and be like, oh my God, look, it's the Lion King people. Could you guys sing the song from that fucking stupid ass thing?
Well, now I am.
No. It's annoying.
Don't tell me what to do, bro.
It's bad enough I got to sit next to this fat guy that looks like a pedophile.
Whoa.
Hey, I've lost a lot of weight.
I meant figuratively
on the
plane. A lot
of weight. You could say I'm a skinnier guy that looks like a pedophile. That's fine.
Figuratively on the plane.
Okay.
I always get sat next to a fat pedophile.
Okay, good.
Oh, God.
It's awesome, right?
It's not
the
awesome.
One thing Dutch loves about plane rides is when people are loud.
I love it.
I can't do Disney movies. I can't.
I would be the one that would get up like out of tune and stand in the middle of the aisle. Be a part of them.
Kev
and
Slatter.
I just start dancing a little bit. I'm like, yes, give me the Lion King.
Kev Slatter in the chat says, I'd be annoyed and I'm full blood African.
Full
blown
he's African?
Full
blown
he's African.
Full blown. Sorry, bro. Sorry.
I want some.
Hey, where's their flight going to? Africa?
Were they the only flight on, or only people on? Like, I know it's a pretty big cast. Like, that'd be one thing, but
I hope their flight's going into an
abandoned
building.
Why are they all in coach?
I hope their flight's going to an abandoned building in Detroit. Just right into it.
They're very aggressive when they sing, too.
I know. They're very, like, pop. They're pop, like, they're pop-locking a lot. It's bothering me. I feel like I'm on the streets. At least none of those guys are gay, right?
You mean that guy with the big throat and the thick lips isn't gay?
I don't mean to turn you off, Sean, but just pay attention. Very repetitive. I'm finding that the song is very, very repetitive.
Oh, like our English music isn't?
It's not. Name one song.
Sean, I think, gets one.
Ghost and Stuff, Deadma 5.
No, I'm just, oh, man. I'm awesome.
I wish a cranky old man would walk in the back and just fucking cock back and knock one of them the fuck out in the middle.
It's like, how
in the middle of him, back a guy in the big ah.
Guys, what you're failing to understand is you're literally making money by listening to something that you would normally have to pay for.
I'm in the car. Yeah, you see, it's really anyone can make a Disney song. It's not difficult. Especially a racist one like this. They might as well be saying, Africans make noises like this. Africans make noises like this.
That's ignorant, Royce.
That's what they're doing.
That's ignorant.
But it's what they're doing.
No, they're singing Swahili.
More like Swahili.
What?
Listen to the song, bro.
I'm not.
You speak Watutu?
It's how they know you.
Yeah, I heard the Kwetsu Ocha part.
Don't clap for. Then they clap for themselves.
Clap for themselves. Ugh.
You speak Wachuta?
That's really considerate, because usually when you get on a plane, you know, like half the people are sleeping. You know, like what
or
made them think
sleep.
That this is what people want to hear?
Not on that plane.
Farting. Ugh. It's very disgusting. Planes are a very disgusting place. I'm gonna do like a whole set on it, and
what,
like
you don't
in my
like,
'90s comic thing. It's gonna be great.
You don't like recirculated farts?
Why do you have grill marks on it? No, all right, calm down, comic.
Are you talking about BK Broilers?
BK Broilers really. Remember BK Broilers?
Oh my god.
I fucking want a BK Broilers so bad.
Double
right
BK
now.
Broilers?
I don't know if I know the difference between that and regular burger from BK.
No, BK Broilers.
Hey, do they still have Stackers?
Yes, now they, I think so.
It was their grilled chicken, Dutch. The BK Broiler was their grilled chicken.
Before it became the tender grill and the tender crisp.
And now it's a tender fart or whatever it is. It's fucking terrible.
Shit sandwich.
Tender fart city. Yeah.
Oh, trending now. Oh, hey!
Ryan, get it ready.
Oh, trending yeah, Ryan, now. I'm here. It's
not so since I have the bad voice, am going to do the, trending.
Since you have the worst voice on the show that Ryan's not here.
Yep.
Where's Ryan?
Ryan dead. Is actually...
Eat the faggot.
All those things. I believe he's still on his honeymoon.
And dead.
Oh, okay, yeah.
More like honey poon.
He get married like 9 months ago.
See?
And he's having a honeymoon now.
See?
What a fucking asshole.
See?
That's so mean. All right. I'll do this segment. And Dutch, if you have the noise ready. The segment is... I got to do a Ryan impression?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me text Leia as Ryan, and then we'll just do it that way.
Not snarky enough. Snarkier.
So, this is my seventh son now.
A little bit too much snark.
Okay. Anyway, training now. Who wants to pick it here?
Oh, I.
Marie, 1 through 10.
9.
Bruce Willis.
What's he trending for?
Well, I'll have you know that he can still get hard because he's welcoming his fifth daughter.
What? Oh.
Bruce, die hard with a penis.
Yep. Bruce Willis welcomes daughter number 5. His daughters are ugly.
Mambo number 5?
His daughters
she look like a potato too?
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Potato?
Especially in this picture, he looks kind of like a potato.
One of his daughters especially looks like a potato.
Is a man. The one looks like him with a wig, right?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't think this is... I'm not
playing it.
I'm not. Oh, Maria's.
Wait, it's not with Demi Moore, obviously. Like,
no, it's with Demi.
Know we got.
It's actually with Demi Less. Bruce Willis.
Which one's that again?
The one after breast surgery.
Oh yeah, they're Bruce all Willis. Just not.
That's Ashton Kutcher you're looking at. That's not his daughter.
Oh,
that's your problem.
Well, he's the hottest one of them all.
I know, that's the problem, right?
Oh my God, what fat messes he has.
He right? You're looking at the pictures, right?
The one in the red, okay, the one with the red hair looks
is
like
that rumor?
Looks like Syndrome from The Incredibles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, their at least heads look like they're photoshopped.
Pull up a picture from Syndrome.
Well, hey, at least they're taking pictures in the hip MySpace photograph, so it's pretty cool.
This may only apply to people who follow radio, but the one in the red hair, her face is shaped like Scott Shannon.
Oh yeah, boy. It is. Ew.
They have too much jaw.
That's from Bruce Willis.
And not enough neck. It's weird.
Yeah.
Not enough Demi Moore.
There's just too much head and not enough hair. Because the top part's too top heavy and the bottom part's too bottom heavy and they have very thin eyes and very wispy hair.
Love Bruce Willis. Probably one of my biggest man crushes. I'd fuck him if I had to.
This is
I heard he's a raging cunt.
I fine.
Like on set and everything. So? Like Kevin Smith had like a lot to say about him after he cop out.
You see, this is why I'm more likely to fuck a fat monster pig bitch, because if I fuck some hot skinny rail chick, we're gonna make some goofy looking skinny rail big tall kids.
That's not true. You're just
I like how you
check.
Put that as if it's a choice for you.
More
I
of a choice.
Choose not to fuck tens because I'm thinking about the children.
More of
shut
a
up.
More of a choice for me than it
there
is
he
for
is.
You.
There's
there you
Bruce Willis' daughter.
Oh, there she is. That's fucking funny, Cortex. Look at that.
Are we going to address the fact that I'm in better shape and better looking than Dutch now, or are we not going to do that?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Wafer thin isn't a shape.
Competish.
Wait, wafer he's, thin? Buddy,
he's up to
I put on
penises. How many penises have you acquired, Sean?
At least 25 since the last time I saw you.
What, like you're like a super saiyan?
Yes. It's over 9,000, John.
Oh, dicks.
Sean went from the quest for... 70 dicks to 60 dicks or 50 dicks now?
40 actually is where I'm.
What? Yeah. You're 162.
What does this have to do with Bruce Willis?
Everything.
So you have like a necklace that's just like strung with dicks? I don't get it.
Yes.
Sean's trying to get to 200 pounds.
It's like a bachelorette party.
The couple named their newborn baby Evelyn Penn Willis. The new addition joins a 2-year-old daughter, Mabel Ray.
Yes.
Mabel
Ray. That's.
Everything is Maybelline.
Both mother and baby are healthy, doing beautifully, a rep said.
Evelyn and Mabel, what are they? Again?
The mother is some bitch.
Do they think they're from 1910?
Emma Hemming Willis is the mom.
Ew.
Emma,
my niece's name is Mabel, so I'm not going to join you in any of this.
Well, there's, I know Mabee's a thing because of Arrested Development, Willis, so I guess Mabel came from that.
Willis has three other daughters with his previous wife, Demi Moore. Tallulah, which sounds like a Batman bad guy from Ra's al Ghul. Scout, which is just terrible. And Rumor. Rumor?
Rumor has
it. It's not spelled that way. Rumor
has Scout it. Is from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Willis and Hemingway. Willis
and Hemingway.
And Hemingway. Heming Willis tied the knot in 2009. Before that, he was married. We know.
We don't care.
Nobody. And he has that weird still relationship with Ashton Kutcher. It's all fucking odd.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird people. All right. Back to trending now. Who wants to do the next one? Thank you.
D, pick a number.
Ooh, I pick four.
Four. Jamaica crash landing?
Jamaica me crazy.
Is that a string of marijuana?
Apparently, everything isn't Irie. Let's find out what go on in today's
guan?
Jamaica update. My voice, I can't
what
try.
Guan?
I can't. I'm
what
trying.
Guan?
You want to read it?
What no. guan?
Where is it?
Everything Irie.
I don't know where that is. That's not a thing on my thing.
Jet landed long in Jamaica crash landing. An investigation into a... Don't make any pot jokes, because it's stupid. An investigation into a headline...
Dave's not here, man.
I knew it.
I'm so high right now.
Okay, this is my fault. An investigation into a headline...
One love!
Littering and... Littering and...
Smoking the reefer.
An investigation into a headline-making plane accident almost 5 years ago at a Jamaican airport concludes a commercial jet landed long and the flight crew may have been fatigued.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
really fatigued. In the December 2009, an American Airlines, more like American Scarelines plane.
Wait, this happened in 2009 and it's trending now?
Because they just found out what happened, okay?
They were high.
The plane was destroyed, but all 145 aboard survived. Well, that's nothing then.
So it's like lost.
They're all loose.
Except they landed in Jamaica. They knew exactly where they were in Jamaica.
Lost.
In Jamaica.
Smoke monster.
A lot more poverty. Man. A lot more poverty in Jamaica.
More like... marijuana smoke monster.
What did I say about what did I, it seems like the lowest form of joke you can make.
I figured the lowest form of joke is making fun of Ryan.
All right, well, the second lowest form of joke you can make. All right,
okay, I'm sorry,
making fun of Mersh.
The third, the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, no shit, they have one,
was really high at the time.
Has anybody on the show ever been to Jamaica?
I have.
Nope. Is it fun? Is it any good? Or no is desire. It one of those things it's like impoverished and they quickly get you from the airport to the resort so you don't see all
He's
the
so dumb.
Third world around you?
He's so dumb.
We've been there on a cruise, never like on an airport. But yeah, it's basically...
How am I dumb, Sean?
Because you have no worldview. None whatsoever.
I've been to Haiti three times. So.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Haiti three times. And I build orphanages. I'm so much
you just
better
say
than everybody
things
else.
And you have no basis for them. Just shut up sometimes. No, so what was Jamaica like?
It was like Haiti, Dutch.
It
a
was like cool
running.
It really was like
That's
Haiti.
Why I asked.
No, not a joke, though. It really was like Haiti.
Our port stopped off at Falmouth, Jamaica.
We've also been to Labadee because one of the cruises went to Labadee, Haiti also. And
Labadee, Labadee,
Labadee.
I
think we talked about it. I think we. All right, thank you, Porky. We talked about it before, but that part of Haiti is basically like a resort section with the fenced off. There's just poverty on the other side.
There's
it's
the
bad.
Rich white section, and then there's everything else.
Right, it's really exactly. bad.
No, but it was just on one cruise, and we stopped off at Falmouth, Jamaica, and it was a new port, and so there wasn't a whole lot there. They were developing it, and.
I've been to Ocho Rios, which means...
Sean has a pack of Newports.
Which means eight Rios.
No, I don't. I haven't had one of those in months.
And that place, it's a little nicer, but it's still terrible. Like, there's this thing you do called, like, the Duns Falls, where it's just this jagged rocks where you... I don't know if people don't die all the time. You climb these wet, slippery rocks while a Jamaican guy holds...
Falls.
Holds 75 cameras.
Oh,
tourists.
I get it! Because Duns.
I got it.
For a second there, I was like, did I just bomb on that
no,
one?
No, I got it, too.
Because Duns Falls. Dun, dun,
I took a bit. I took a bit.
you see.
Anyway, yeah, don't go to Jamaica.
Unless you have to.
For what reason would you have to go to Jamaica?
I don't know. You get extradited?
To Jamaica?
Yeah.
It happens.
I'm Jamaican, bro.
All right. I thought you were Cuban.
Everything is
making me crazy.
All right. That's not even funny. Marie, can you do the next story, please?
What, you mean the exploding head syndrome?
Thank you. That's the one.
What?
The talking head syndrome?
No. Exploding.
No, not the dirty head syndrome.
Dirty
head.
Oh, I don't.
Is it the Max Headroom syndrome?
You get one more, John.
Let me stop you there.
Boner.
John Bond!
Is exploding head syndrome the reason you can't sleep?
Yes. My head keeps exploding.
What is exploding?
Your head keeps exploding.
Is that ejaculating?
No, it's your head. Your head.
Exploding head syndrome may sound like a made-up condition. In fact, it's a real and frightening medical disorder, and one that a study suggests is surprisingly common.
Hey, you watched me exploding head syndrome over that chick last week, right, guys?
People with exploding head syndrome, or EHS, hear loud noises.
No, it has an abbreviation?
Of course it does. That means it's serious.
If it's an abbreviation, it's real.
Yep.
It's real.
It's called an acronym.
Oh, no way.
What do they do? Sorry, go ahead.
No, acronyms are things that grow into trees.
The exploding
head
thing.
Those are acorns.
No, that's a crooked thing that Obama used to get elected.
No, that's just a... Okay. People with exploding head syndrome hear loud noises when...
What?
Loud noises! When going to sleep or when waking up.
Like a fire alarm.
Right.
Beep.
The type of noise can vary from explosions and fireworks to slammed doors, the sound of a gun firing, an enormous roar, shouting, thunder, or a crack of lightning. The noises start suddenly and last for a few seconds. Before hearing the loud noise, 1 in 10 also has visual disturbances such as seeing lightning or flashes.
Gaping assholes.
These are similar to the aurora some people have.
Aurora borealis.
Before a migraine headache. Headache.
Fish?
The fish, yes. Mm-hmm. In contrast to migraine, visual symptoms are brief, typically a single flash. Exploding head syndrome may also cause a mild headache and sensations of heat. Other symptoms include a jerk or jumping limbs.
So it's kind of like restless head syndrome before your brain.
A restless leg.
Well, basically, it's like the worst headache you've ever had, but like in a split second kind of thing.
Sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah. It can lead to sleeping problems and worse.
Really? No shit.
And worse, though.
Something called exploding head syndrome can lead to sleeping problems?
But worse than that, an attack may cause temporary tachycardia, a faster heart rate
Tachycardia.
Tachycardia. Yes, thank you. Tachycardia. And palpitations. In the longer term...
Jennifer Palpatine shows up?
Yep.
That's scary.
It's Senator Palpatine, not Jennifer Palpatine.
Jennifer? I said General.
Jennifer?
I said General.
Yeah. You said General.
I said General.
You said General.
General.
I swear to God, play it back. Play it back. I'm not sure I said
right
General.
Right now, he said General. I heard it.
Play it back. That's how sure I am.
Did you mean to? Yeah, that's what you meant to say General. Yep. You said Jennifer.
No, I didn't say Jennifer.
You meant to say General Grievous.
You meant to say Jennifer.
And he was trying
to say... I'm going to go get water.
Senator Palpatine.
What he calls his genitals.
I'm going to find it.
No, you're not.
But in the longer term, it can also lead to panic disorder, depression, and
walking off shows,
as Royce just said off air.
Yeah, but you can't say that because he said it over there from the fridge.
I know. You know what? This headline made it seem scarier than it really is. I'm trying to read ahead to see if like somebody died from it. Found what?
If he said Jennifer or General.
Oh, please play it back. Tachycardia. And palpitations. In the longer term...
Jennifer Palpatine shows up?
He said Jennifer.
He didn't... All right, he said Jennifer. He's an idiot. What do you want from him?
He said Jennifer.
English is not his first language.
Royce is dumb. He says dumb things.
Does anyone know what the hell I'm talking about? Has anyone experienced this exploding head
syndrome? I've been getting migraines lately, but nothing that bad like in a short amount of time, no.
So you don't hear lion roars?
No, I don't.
Like sleeping on an airplane, and then all of a sudden you're da,
pee pee poo poo caca.
Dude, if they did that, like I would probably have an aneurysm. I would pull like the chute, the slide chute in the back just to get them to stop.
What slide chute?
Emergency.
Dude, I would do something that retarded.
Just slide whistle?
Like, stop. I can't do this.
You know they would haul you off to federal prison for that.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
You almost got in trouble once on an airplane.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
Only reason why you didn't get in trouble is because you knew the guy that was about to get you in trouble.
I got in trouble because I called her an asshole.
Right. Which you're not supposed to do.
You got to call him a cunt.
Whoa!
If you're on a plane and the steward or stewardess or flight attendant or whatever PC term they want to call it is fucking being annoying, you have to bend over and take it in the ass.
Look, all you have to do...
Bad luck on airplanes.
Let me tell you what you do, Dutch. It's real simple. Jesus Christ. You put your arms over your lap. I'm sorry, that redhead was really distracting for a second. You put your arms over your lap and you pretend like you're buckling your seatbelt so they leave you alone. See, she was pretty distracting, right?
Yeah. Why don't you stop looking at your phone?
Because I can't.
Wait, so you're supposed to look like you're jerking off?
I was on Twitter.
What are you talking about, Sean?
Dude.
It's to get the sky cunts to leave you alone.
So the reason why, if you don't remember the story, the reason why I got into it with this one was because it was a red-eye flight. There was no one at the front half of the plane. And apparently, like, the front, like, half of the plane was, like, economy plus seating was, like, an extra 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was mushed in the back. And this little baby was, you know, the poor kid was screaming and crying because that's what little babies do on planes. And I went to get up to, like, just move because there was no one sitting up front. And the lady, you know, this bitch was like, you're going to have to pay an extra $40 to sit up here. I'm like, but there's nobody sitting up here.
Yeah, but
and it's, like, literally at, like, 1 a.m. Like, well, this is economy plus. And I'm like, but there's no one who's up here, and there's only like the 20 of us in the back, and the kid's crying. Why can't? And they went back and forth, and I called her an asshole.
Well, you were totally in the wrong because you didn't pay for that seat.
Doesn't matter.
It does.
Was an empty flight. It's called letting one go every once in a while.
It's called robbing.
It's called fucking just being
thief.
Cool for
the,
once
just
in your life.
It's called
thief.
Maybe the stewardess was on the rag.
Whoa.
Or maybe the customer was on the rag.
Yeah, maybe Dutch was on the rag.
But long story short, what ended up happening is that, like, I got greeted by cops in Colorado Springs Airport, and luckily one of them was a buddy of mine, an old drinky buddy of mine.
Guys, I know what you're thinking.
He's an alcoholic?
Has Bitcoin made a cologne yet?
A cologne?
That's right.
Because I thought you were going to say colony for a second.
Bit cologne is out. Here you go.
What?
Remember our Bitcoin segment?
I didn't even understand Bitcoins, and now there's a cologne?
I
don't even know what Bitcoins are.
What
does it smell like? Electricity?
Okay. Royce, please explain to everybody.
Hello, Priest.
Royce's voice is tired. I can see it in his eyes. Sean, in 5 seconds, explain what Bitcoins are to Joel, who doesn't remember our bit.
Bitcoins are a form of currency on the internet.
And how is it that they actually exist as money? Like, how do people create them?
I don't know or care.
Is it in a game?
Nope.
No, it's money. It's internet money.
Basically, it's a way to funnel money. And it's a way to funnel money through the internet. It's its own currency. There's like a big problem with it because it's not really governed and it's not.
How are we going
to
launder money if we don't know how to launder money?
There was like an hour bid on it and we
need to find
didn't understand anything by the end.
Yeah. So, anyway, here's it. Here's Bitcologne.
Oh, hey. Welcome to Bitcologne. What is Bitcologne, you ask? Well, Bitcologne is the first Bitcoin-themed, handmade men's cologne. Crafted from essential oils.
Play something or?
Oh, you don't hear anything?
You hear nothing.
Oh, that sucks. I guess it's not
playing. I heard it just fine.
Oh, so did I. And so did the listeners. You guys just suck.
I didn't hear shit.
Sure, and
you don't have it. You don't have it mixed minus right in the board.
I don't have you mixed minus right.
In the board, you asshole.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know. Sorry.
What does Bit Cologne smell like? Probably farts.
And loneliness.
Probably musk.
Punchy nailed it. Cam girl cooters. #CamGirlHooters.
Cooters. I don't even know what that would smell like at all.
A girl that masturbates a lot on cam.
Wait, so Bitcoin isn't actual money, so this is an actual cologne?
It's an actual cologne. It smells like...
Do you pay... to get this cologne with Bitcoins, you can't use money?
Cologne you can spray on if you're on the internet.
Who created it?
I'm very confused on what this is.
Okay, think of your gator traps. Remember that? Remember those?
No.
Remember those? Do you remember them?
No, I don't remember them.
They're nothing like those. So the opposite of those. You got it now?
So it was my my secondary company that I was using.
Oh, here we go.
I used to dig holes.
No, he didn't.
That would trap elephants. But then, you know, after a while, Dutch? It's just tiring to dig holes. And I just kind of gave up after the first hole.
I remember that. They were called Ella holes. You used to tell me. I told you it was terrible.
Yeah, it was a bad investment.
Who needs to?
I'm pretty sure that was just the plot line of a Shia LaBeouf movie.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yes, LaBeouf.
Oh, it was. You know what? Now I'm thinking about it, it was.
Was it really?
I didn't see it, but I know he's in a movie called Holes, and it has to do with like lions or something like that.
I don't know. I've not watched it, Dutch. You're the one.
I never
I'm assuming
saw
that's
it.
What it was.
Recanting.
I thought he was like in a jail in the desert, and a whole bunch of kids try to dig holes so they can get out.
There you go, John. Thank you. That's it. John nailed it.
Oh, that was Road Warrior.
You're nailed thinking
about
it.
That was a porn.
There wasn't holes. Road Warrior asks.
There was the whole thing was a hole because of nuclear fallout. Dick.
Nuclear. It's
what? Wait. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
You know what I'm talking about?
That baby knows what I'm talking about.
I thought I'm talking about bit cologne. I still don't know what that is.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know either, dude.
Well, according to the website, it's men's cologne made for peer-to-peer interaction.
Peer-to-peer?
Ew, that sounds gross.
Right?
So it's
you read
gay
that wrong.
Cologne.
It's actually pair-to-pair. It's people who are pair enthusiasts.
That's why?
It's even worse.
It's very specific.
Who's a pair enthusiast?
I was going to get invested on that thing, but my stockbroker told me otherwise.
People that grow pears?
Your stockbroker is not a fan of pears.
Your stockbroker is totally in bed with the Apple company, though.
Is it respectable if you're a pear farmer?
Absolutely. It's the most respected of the farmers.
Well, they're the ones who came up
it
with
really
it.
It really is.
So.
Everyone knows you don't want to get into orange farming.
Orange even.
Well, yeah, if you're a faggot. Jesus Christ, get away from me with that orange.
Whoa, with the faggot word, bro. You can't just be throwing the faggot word around
well,
like
with
that.
Orange farmers, I think everybody knows that at this point.
And then everyone knows the lowest of the low is anyone that farms berries because they grow from the ground.
Oh, my God. Fuck them.
You know what? In the hierarchy of farmers that grow fruit, pear is at the top, and then, like, papaya would probably be next.
Mexicans.
I would like to say that tomatoes are because tomatoes are considered fruits.
All right, Carlos.
You're also considered a fruit. after lengthy debate, guys.
Huh?
After a lengthy debate, New York Senate finally okays
YOLO
yogurt as a state snack.
YOLO snacks.
Ew.
Hold on.
Are you
what were the counter arguments?
I swear to God.
I would love to hear the counter arguments.
But not with fucking granola in it. Fuck that noise.
I can't read it, but I'll post it in the chat if someone wants to read
please.
It.
Please tell me what the counter arguments to yogurt
tell
being
me there,
a snack.
There's you said there's video of it?
I don't know if there's video. Sorry, but.
I want to hear the discussion, the big yogurt discussion.
I don't know, Phil. I mean, I don't think it should be yogurt.
Well, it is New York, though.
Upstate. Also, oh.
Wait,
upstate.
Is this something I can actually play? Hold
New
on.
York State.
Let me play this. It might not be anything, but let me play this.
Did the sponsor consider
the state senator
raisin?
Gustavo Rivera wanted to make sure they thought this through.
Did the sponsor consider raisins as a potential official statement? No. Perhaps
oh
pretzels.
My God, never. This is but, for what? Real.
This isn't a joke. This sounds like a Colbert bit. I'm not even kidding. Like, this is weird. This is CBS2 New York. This is where the story's from.
All right, guys. Everyone thinks that they can rule out potato chips, Cheez-Its, Funyuns, and Doritos,
right? I think
they wanted
to go healthy is why they went
with
yogurt.
Yes, we have to stick to healthy snacks. All right.
I got to hear more of this guy.
All right.
Wait.
What if this pretzel was dipped in yogurt?
Get right out of town!
Oh, my God.
This guy's a genius.
Get out of your mind.
Wait, are we talking like the unhealthy yogurt or like Greek yogurt? Like what kind of yogurt are these pretzels from?
The shit yogurt that Jamie Lee Curtis sponsors.
Or is it Yoplait?
Now, can Go-Gurt can that be on the table?
Yeah, oh yeah, if we're a bunch of minorities.
I love Go-Gurt.
No. All right, what about yogurt that's packaged with things that you put into the yogurt?
She said packaged.
What are we, French?
All right, let's hear more of this guy.
The yogurt would be the state snack, the pretzel.
What the fuck?
Cheesecake. Absolutely not.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Some absolutely of our Brooklyn not. Colleagues were particularly perturbed by the way in which you answered that
I'm
last
perturbed
question.
When people use Senator the word perturb.
He was perturbed that they couldn't consider cheesecake to be the snake. The snake.
I
snake
stack. To hear why
snake
they snacks. Were perturbed.
Snake.
Snakes love cheesecake.
Oh, my God. This is the dumbest argument I've ever heard in my life.
I want to hear more, please.
Don Bonasek had a helpful clarification.
No one is compelled to eat
particular kinds of yogurt.
Is that and Dennis talking?
How Jewy was he?
That's entirely
Y'all
too.
Y'all would be dead if it wasn't for my David.
That's entirely too much tuna.
I think that we could consider tuna to be the state snack.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can it be pastrami on rye? We're all right, you're Jewish.
Only if it has mustard on it.
That guy is so Jewish, he's Arabic.
I want
to
coach.
You back
people.
That up. I need to
it
hear
sounds
this.
Sounds like
back
a
it
bit up a little if we can. From Parks and Rec, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he really yeah. does.
Like their ridiculous town hall meetings.
It's fucking terrible. Yeah, it's this is New York, though. It's New York.
What is that supposed to mean? Like,
okay,
it's a great
well,
place.
Think about
it's a fucking shithole.
Think about right, fucking Bloomberg and his quest to get sugar out of the city. So,
well, he's not there anymore, I don't think.
Well, good.
Answered that last question.
Senator John Bonasek had a helpful clarification.
No one is compelled to eat particular kinds of yogurt.
And the best question of all was from Senator Liz Krueger.
Who's kidding who?
No joke.
Daughter of Freddie.
Sorry. At the votes.
I get it.
Alex Silverman, WCBS 880.
He was laughing doing that voiceover.
He really was.
Yes, he was.
Oh my god.
Did they consider raisins though, guys? Because I don't think they considered raisins.
I feel like we took raisins off the table too quickly. I would like to start a motion to put them back on the table.
I'm
going to
read the bill. I'm reading a quote from the bill here. Yogurt is a healthy food, tastes great, and is a good source of protein, calcium, vitamin B2, B12, potassium, magnesium. All nutrients are important and part of a good diet. Yogurt is also an important economic driver across our state. In fact, New York is now the number one processor of yogurt in the country.
I want to go back to the series of
questions. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry, because Senator Toby Ann Stavisky made a last-second appeal that lawmakers should consider carrot cookies.
We could have had carrot cookies, guys.
I don't even know what a carrot cookie is.
The bill now faces another debate in the assembly. What the fuck is going on in that state?
Well, it's not costing them any tax dollars. Oh, wait, it is.
Can we
meanwhile,
please?
Yeah. Meanwhile, in my state, it's like, hey, we're going to make $1 billion this year with pot. High fives for everybody.
No, I would.
Meanwhile,
guys.
Back in the Hall of Justice.
Guys.
Ah, John. Oh,
very funny.
No, they went from yogurt to raisins to pretzels dipped in yogurt to cheesecake. Who was the fatty that was like, I want to have cheesecake?
Me. I'm on the cheesecake bill.
I'm on the cheesecake bill.
I want some cheesecake on this bill with the New York snack. I am a Democrat for the state of New York.
Chris Christie, get out of our meeting. You're not from here.
I have lost some weight, and I am going to go for a second term.
Speaking of fat politicians, is that dude from Toronto, Rob Ford, is he like missing? Is that the last thing I heard?
How can he be missing? He's humongous.
No, he's not missing. He's
Canada.
I would like to have celery sticks with peanut butter in
all
them.
All right, shut up. We're not. I don't care.
You sound like Patrick.
We're doing yogurt.
I'm lactose intolerant, and I can't eat yogurt.
Well, I don't
or
care.
Or
yes, what is Patrick. What about the lactose intolerant people of New York?
Be more tolerant of lactose, I guess. All right.
What if we had lack of toast?
I don't know. And
are we going to consider Activia yogurt? Because that gives me the shits.
Beth,
I mean, it's supposed to.
There's children here, man.
I wasn't even aware that there was such a thing called like an official state snack. Oops.
Well, you almost bleeped yourself, Dutch.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't censor yourself.
I bet you Florida's state snack is chicharrones.
No, you that's know, California, New well, Mexico, Arizona,
you know
and
what?
Texas.
I have a lot of marketing ideas to do with broccoli, and I think broccoli should be brought back to the table.
Why does this Victorian lady have so many thoughts on our food? It's weird.
I don't want any broccoli. Man.
Oh, my God. This old man. What? Are we in New York or the Roaring Twenties?
As you can see on my presentation,
what?
I've drawn some eyes on this head of broccoli.
Where are we?
Give me a T-bone steak and some Lucky Strikes.
No,
I could put silly hats on the broccoli floor.
Hold on. First off, cigarettes aren't food.
Not
secondly,
this one has a pinwheel on the broccoli
you're
floor.
Making
that is the
dolls.
Worst 1920s.
You're making dolls.
Broccoli could be steamed or eaten raw while dipped in some ranch dressing.
This is a terrible meaning. No wonder they picked
if
yogurt.
If you like ranch, then you're a communist.
Sir, I am part of the Whig Party.
All right, stop. Everyone stop.
I don't even know what voice you're doing. Like,
I don't
where
know.
Is
everyone
from...
knows that from Brooklyn, New York, if you want some good New York snacks, what you got to do is go to my brother up in Buffalo. I kid you not.
He makes really good hot wings.
Hey, guys, I know about New York, and you remember that one song, Lazy Sunday? What if we make red vines our thing?
I think I speak for all red of us when I say that New York and everyone from there can fornicate themselves with an iron stick.
Fair enough.
I'm down for that.
Hey, guys. Wouldn't it be funny if the state snag was marijuana?
Hey, let's go to...
Let's make marijuana the state snag.
All right, Colorado, calm down.
Let's go to New York and get an authentic slice of New York yogurt. Right, guys?
No.
Hey. A big old yogurt pie.
What's a yogurt pie?
Hey, guys, nothing's more New York than a slice of...
I would like to make it the shawarma. Oh, my
God. Nothing's more New York than a slice of pizza. Why don't we make the state snack a slice of pizza?
I don't know, weird construction worker. Get out of here.
No. I want to have pastrami.
No.
Slice pastrami slices.
I already
slices.
Told the Jewish guy we're not doing that.
Oh, come on.
I am pledging that we have Magnolia cupcakes because they are red
velvet. Get out of here, Phil.
We're not going to have company sponsors be a part of the state snack.
What
I told you from
about?
The last time, we can't have Magnolia's sponsor New York State snack.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
And then the McDonald's Corporation comes in. We think you should make the Big Mac the snack.
What the
Okay,
fuck?
I'm looking through here, like, food lists for, like, certain states don't even have anything.
What's, yeah. ooh, I'm
But
curious.
Then there's other states that, like, have 1,000 of the
Can
things.
Can we guess?
Like,
Can we
Oklahoma
guess?
Is cleaning house here. They have a state meal. Yeah.
They okay, have, can I guess it? Can I guess it? Well, let's try to guess.
Corn.
Lard.
State vegetables. State
corn.
Bean.
Corn.
State
corn.
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 Well, cornbread is their state
Yes!
Treat.
Yes!
Corn is their state vegetable.
Yes!
Obviously.
Let's see. Squash is their state meal.
Boom. Oh, they're so boring.
There's several state meals.
Yeah, there's a bunch here.
Chicken fried steak.
There's nothing really to do in Oklahoma except
what
name meals.
What the fuck is going on? Oklahoma's state vegetable is a watermelon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
It's not a vegetable.
It's a melon.
It's the same vegetable. I wasn't even listening. That's hilarious.
It's not a fucking vegetable.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
2007 state funny. Vegetable.
It's pretty funny.
They're not very smart in Oklahoma.
Why? Wait. Can you explain to me why? It's not a vegetable.
Well, apparently it's not a vegetable. Well, if that's a vegetable, then tomato can't be a fruit.
It is
seeds,
a fruit,
right?
Yes.
Watermelons have seeds.
They exactly. Have seeds. So why is that a vegetable?
Watermelons are gourds.
They're melons.
Whoa!
Gourds.
They're Zelda characters.
They're gourds. They have all
the,
gourds
the rock
have
creatures.
Seeds. They're gourds
from Okeana. I know at top of the mountains.
Yes. What Royce is talking about?
I trust me. I'm right on this one.
From Lake Gidjigumi. Get it?
Let's see what the national gourds. Watermelon nope. promotion board has to say about it.
Wait a second.
Oh, they have a lot to say about it.
Watermelon is the fruit of a plant originally from a vine of southern
Boom!
Africa.
Boom! Fruit!
The watermelon fruit.
Fruit!
Is considered a type of melon.
You're a melon.
Yeah, melon's fruit!
Go to watermelon.org, bro.
You have
melons.
Yeah,
suck it, Oklahoma, you piece
fruit.
Of shit state.
Fruit!
You're a fruit.
Little known fact, John Sanzeri likes press the size of watermelons.
It's not a little known.
It's a well known fact.
Anyone that follows you on Twitter knows that fact.
People that don't follow you on Twitter know that fact.
I would like to have fruit chews be put on the table for the state snack.
Oh, that'd be great.
I don't even think Florida has
Gushers.
Florida has a key lime pie as a state pie.
Ugh. Well, thank you, Jimmy Buffett. Dude, from working at my job, I have a newfound hatred for Jimmy Buffett.
Why?
I want to find where he lives and I want to murder him.
First off, Key West, probably.
No, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Really?
He lives in Ohio?
That's weird. Isn't that weird?
And he fucking talks about living in Florida.
Apparently, that's where he wanted to go when the volcano goes.
You mean Yellowstone?
Because all they play in my work is fucking Jimmy Buffett live.
Margaritaville.
Because Dutch is going to die when the Yellowstone blows up.
We had a Margaritaville, was like a month ago. And
oh, it was terrible.
You got diarrhea shits?
No, because the fake volcano goes off every 20 minutes.
It doesn't stop.
Their drink was horrible.
And our waiter sucked.
Wait, Margarita's an actual restaurant?
Margaritaville, yeah, it's a franchise. He owns like a bunch of them.
I've never been to
yep.
one.
Don't.
It's overpriced.
Yeah, you want $8 for a margarita, go for it, I guess. More than that, 10, right?
It was a lot.
And what, like $200 for a margarita mixer?
Yep.
They have a margarita flight, like the flight of beers where you get a whole bunch, but it's all margaritas.
Ew.
Dutch drinking his water.
Son of a son. Son of a son of a sailor.
A friend who pronounced it Jimmy Buffet. And I was like, that's not correct, you dummy.
That's how I call it.
For years, I thought that faucet was flosset.
I don't know.
It wasn't until I was like 21.
Ugh, I hate this goddamn song.
And yet Key I have no basis for my claims.
Did you know that Jimmy Buffett ate the last mango in Paris?
Last mango in Paris town.
That's not what the Kanye song is called.
Niggas in Paris.
Whoa. I think you mean watermelons in Paris. Come on, guys.
Whoa.
That's a state vegetable.
Nope. Why do we need to have a state anything food?
What's Florida's? Does Dutch of Florida have one?
It's spaghetti.
It's key lime pie, and your fruit is oranges.
Because if politicians don't sit around and talk about state foods,
what
else are they going to do?
They got to justify the job somehow.
Is there a law that I have to abide by because I live in a state that the state? What do I do?
Well, check it out. Colorado doesn't even have any because we're not retarded like that.
Yes, Denver omelet.
We're retarded in other ways, but not in that way.
Denver omelet. The Denver omelet.
Yeah, the official food.
I love it.
Someone just named a food after that. It's not like the state came together and said, we got a name. Omelet.
You're so fucking retarded.
What we're going to do is scramble an egg. We're going to make it into like a flat type of roly thing and just throw a whole bunch of vegetables and olives in there.
Is Denny's a governing body that it can decide what Denver state
might as well be. How about the International House of Pancakes?
Oh, they can veto anything Denny says.
They are pompous because they're international.
They're like the EU of nighttime foods.
Yeah, except, you know, less broke.
Right.
Oh my God. I get the state bird and the state flower. State food, I don't fucking get it because there's a lot of like some states have like a melting pot of different cultures. So it's like, what are you going to
most
Alabama fried chicken?
John, actually, most states have a melting pot restaurant in them now.
And they're terrible. And they're really bad.
They're really bad.
I don't want to cook my own food.
You don't like melting pot?
I don't want to. I can cook my own food
at
home.
I like the dessert and the cheese course, but not the main course.
I've never been to one because Royce hates them.
They're awful.
You must have had a bad experience.
They're overpriced.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking expensive.
I think a lot of things are overpriced.
Expensive to cook your own goddamn food, it is.
Everything is overpriced.
You want to melt cheese? Just fucking boil a pot of water and pour some Kraft mac and cheese in there.
My buddy used to work at a melting pot, and he served Hulk Hogan and Brooke Hogan one time. And midway through the meal, Hulk Hogan's like, is there a Carl's Jr. around here? And just got up and left to go get a burger.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah, but Carl's Jr. is delicious.
He didn't want to cook his fondue nonsense.
No, he wanted to take his Carl's Jr. and dip it in the fondue. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I motion to say the cheese stick should be the state food, the state snack.
Oh, you're gay cheese.
What?
What?
Huh?
She said she
cheese dicks?
Cheese
dicks.
Yeah, she's cheese.
Oh, gay fish.
John Bomb?
No.
Yeah.
Right. Shut that cunt up!
Hit both. Fingers are too fat for the buttons.
We have a Dutch bomb?
Hey, do you think there was some guy that was filibustering the snack debate?
It's possible.
I don't know, but speaking of...
A Philly cheesesteak bustering?
Phil Lord will be calling in next week. We'll be interviewing him.
Say what?
Our super best friend and awesome director of...
I'm so excited!
Of what will be... 22 Jump Street.
You never know when that one ends, do you?
It doesn't stop.
He will be calling in. We will be speaking to him. We're going to be making him. We're just going to shamelessly make him ask for him to do things for us. So hopefully he does them. Maybe. Or he never talks to us again.
Is it Phil and Chris or just Phil?
I think it's just Phil.
We usually just ask for Phil. And if we get Chris, we feel lucky.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel like Chris thinks we don't like him, but, you know, we just like Phil more. That's all.
I just don't know if Chris likes us.
You know what? You know, what does he get off? I'm going to ask Phil. I'm going to ask Phil tomorrow if Chris hates us.
Tomorrow, you mean next week?
Next week.
Next week.
Tomorrow to me. I only live by podcast.
I also already have my question for Phil ready to go.
Excellent, excellent. John, do you have some characters that you want to try out on
Phil?
Yeah,
we'll try out some characters.
Yeah, you gotta create.
I hate when we do that.
You can pitch him Fushu.
Do you remember last time I did like the melancholy elephant?
I mean the irrelevant.
Irrelevant elephant.
Yeah, irrelevant elephant.
Anytime you guys you make Juanita John do characters too. For famous people who call in, I cringe.
But good. John's getting so good at them.
He's not.
He really is.
He's getting much better.
Fuck you, Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch, listen back to Fushu and you tell me if John's characters aren't phenomenal.
I'm sure it's good in context, but if just in the middle of it, hey, Phil Lord, here's a new character for you. You should hire John. It's like, oh.
So man. Then how about for the entire show, I just do a voice?
No. No, because then we have to deal with it. And I don't want to deal with it.
I'll deal with it.
Anyway, guys, Red Show coming up after us now.
Yep.
Marie, if you want to start playing the outro music for me, I'd appreciate it. Any plugs? I mean, besides Phil Lord next week.
Remember when we used to like read plugs?
Yeah, I know. I used to read. I can't even talk. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
We stopped reading plugs because we would always interrupt each other, and now we do neglected hippo text, which you should have been paying attention to.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, I've been off the ball for a month.
He's been off the sauce.
Go for it.
Okay. Western Echo. Hammy is a great cuddler. Hashtag all I'm saying. Hexy. With high hopes, Hammy is trying to hone his skills on visually weighing pallets of Hellman's mayo. Oh, that's me.
That's not nice.
No
faster, D, faster.
No
oh, Berry farmers can eat at least 30 dicks. That's from Punchy.
No,
Western
we don't Echo, address them.
I don't
them.
Think Hippo Juice is very positive on the farming community.
Well, fuck the farming community, I say.
Manic mode. Holy duck, I miss Carl's Jr. Holy duck.
Somebody's typing on their phone. All right, guys. More info for the live event coming soon also.
The MLR live event part two.
Dukes.
Part trois.
Part twat?
Yes. So, like I said, stay tuned for
twice
the Red Show.
Amount of dick and twat.
Make sure you're on Tuesday for Dutch and Royce and Wednesday for Hippo Juice like usual. All right? All right? All right? And download the Game of Thrones podcast because I'm on that shit too.
All right. Me too. I'm on it. I'm
and
on, it.
He's on it.
Me
too.
Three.
See? Okay. All right, who guys.
Who that show?
See you. Dennis, Ariel.
Ariel.
And Scrambler.
Scramps.
Yep.
Scramps.
Just enough people so I don't want to listen to it.
All right, guys. See you later.
Fuck you.
Nobody wants to listen to his show either.
Not since you joined the show. What I'm counting.